This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Not like just any other Friday, though, in the NFL news cycle. Daniel Snyder, can they get him out? I don't know. So there was an atmosphere propagated by Dan Snyder in Washington, his inner circle, sexual harassment, verbal abuse of employees. Chris, I look at this situation, and good morning to everybody on this Friday as we've made it through another COVID week. Hopefully everybody's doing okay, looking forward to the weekend, socially distancing, wearing masks, all of that. Daniel Snyder, though, I don't think he's looking forward to getting up today and seeing these news reports. Can you embarrass him into selling? We've embarrassed him into changing the nickname. This was a man who, in all caps, said he was never changing the nickname. Now the Washington football team doesn't have a nickname as they're undergoing a change, and they're going to figure out what that nickname is in short order. We are at high time right now, Chris, for calling out jerks, for forcing people who are bad people to, one, be exposed, and two, either change their behaviors or get rid of them. I think we could absolutely positively force him to sell this team as an American society. He's been a jerk for a long time. But again, we're at the highest peak, I think, in history to get jerks out. I really think this could happen.
If Daniel Snyder had even a shred of shame or dignity or integrity, I'd like to believe that it would be as simple as the, you know, football viewing public, which is a great portion of America, standing up and saying, no more with this guy. Why is he allowed to be a member of this 32-entity fraternity that runs what is now America's pastime? Why is he allowed to be a part of this? We can't allow people like this to be a part of it. But ultimately, what it's going to come down to, as we always talk about, Colin, is the money. It's going to come down to a FedEx or a Nike or a big sponsor of some sort, just like it did with the team's nickname and the logo. It's going to come down to someone who controls the purse strings, not just of the Washington football team, but of the National Football League, to say, enough's enough. This guy's got to be pushed out.
Right. He has not just become a threat to the bottom line of the Washington football team. He's become a threat to the bottom line of the National Football League. Mm-hmm. And that is something that is a lot different. There's two layers there, Chris, and we're absolutely on the same page here, you and I are. You can give us a call at 412-928-9370. Look, Major League Baseball made Marge Schott get rid of her team. Jerry Richardson has been made to get rid of his team in Carolina before. Right. That happened. That's why David Tepper is there. You look at what's going on in this situation. It's one thing to be a goof in Washington and to go ahead and make your advertisers mad, independent of your football team, or excuse me, indigenous just to your football team. And indigenous probably fits in this case with that Washington football team, right? Incidentally, I guess. Right. But you look at that situation, make everybody in your city mad. Okay, that's fine. But when it grows, in this case, it's not hyperbole to say globally, because that's what they're trying to do with this game. You have to wonder what's going on with Roger Goodell's office now, and people like the Rooneys, and people that own other teams. That's where the pressure comes in when league sponsors and other league owners, but especially those league-wide sponsors, start to say, unless he's out, I'm not spending my money.
Right, and before people jump in and say, well, you can't force someone to sell something that they don't want to sell, Yeah, you can. You just cited a couple examples. Marge Schott in Cincinnati with the Reds, Jerry Richardson in Charlotte with the Panthers. Donald Sterling is another one with the Clippers in L.A. If they know, look, there's no shortage of rich people lining up to own a sports franchise, okay? There's plenty out there, even in the time of a global pandemic, who will gladly take control of the Washington football team and gladly be viewed as some sort of savior who come in, not just a savior from the NFL's perspective of get this guy out of here who's long been a thorn in our side, and I imagine Daniel Snyder has been just that, not only for other owners, but for Roger Goodell and league leadership, that to serve as a savior for the fans of Washington football, who will feel like, okay, we can finally turn the page and get away from being the class goof, the class dunce, the person who everybody looks at and says, what is going on over there? I mean, the football team in Washington should be, with their storied history, and you think of the Washington football teams back in the 90s, with Joe Gibbs as the head coach, repeatedly going to the Super Bowl, the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl, and Doug Williams, all that. Go back through the 70s. This is an organization that should be up there with the Steelers and the Cowboys and the Packers, really, and now the Patriots, as one of those standard bearers, one of those tent poles, the New York Giants, right? And they're not. People, fans in their own city boycott the team and don't go to the games because they hate the owner. There's so many reasons for this to happen that all come back to the almighty dollar, and that's what will drive this and eventually push Dan Snyder out.
I don't even look at them as the Chicago Bears in that regard. You know, I don't. Yeah. I look at them as
they should be, but they're just not.
Right, right. And I'll tell you this, and this is the final point on this for now, is this, Chris, is we've not seen, so we shouldn't expect, throughout his career, we've never seen that moment of contrition from Daniel Snyder, and that's why they're going to have to take it from him. In the next 24 to 48 hours, who in the world expects Daniel Snyder to sit at a desk, either flanked with Ron Rivera or not, or just by himself, and say, things will change, there's a way for me to philosophically change the way I lead, perhaps there were some mistakes made in the past, and there's a culture moving forward that I've investigated, that I looked at, and we're going to try our best. Who in the world expects that? Because it's simply not going to happen. And so,
well, and even if it did happen, Colin, even if it did happen, it would be some boilerplate templated statement that he Googled, put on Redskins letterhead, and then put out for the world to see just how ignorant the guy really is to what's going on.
Right, but for me, I'm not holding my breath. It is going to happen. And that's why the guy will be defiant until the very end, and I just think the end should come, and it should be taken from him. And it will be taken from him, I think, if, in fact, they keep losing dollars, and they will.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.